Welcome to the Andy Mazo Show. What's going on, homeboys and homegirls? I'm your host, the Fat Cat on the Mic. Welcome to show number 9 of the Andy Mazo Show, as my friends from the South would say, Nueve. Thanks for the support. You can find us on every major podcast network, including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, YouTube, you name it, find us. Top 25% performing podcasts in North America, thanks to all of you. This is going to be a great show. I am super juiced, super jacked up, and ready to do this. We're going to talk about my top favorite funny movies of all times. My top 8 might be different than your top 8, but who gives a shit what your 8 is, because you're listening to this show, and I'm going to give you my top 8, and I'm going to tell you what, we've got some funny, funny shit to go over here. This is some really, really good stuff. Before I get too crazy, I'd like to give a shout out to my sponsor, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Lattes. Busch Lights, baby, head to the mountain, take a sip. That's what we're doing over here. And as always, drink responsibly. And by the way, they've got the new fish cans out. This one here has the white crappie on the can. It's a good one. It's an absolute good one. Listen, before I get into the top 8 funniest movies on my list, I did see some funny signs that I kind of want to go over with you. First one is Cane's Chicken. And I saw a sign that says, filling you up one finger at a time. That is absolutely genius. Cane's Chicken, that's right. They're filling you up one finger at a time. McDonald's had a sign. Enjoy our new butt milk, crispy chicken. Think somebody forgot the ER on the butt? Should have been butter. Go ahead and enjoy the new Buttmilk Crispy Chicken. Also, I did see a sign from a cemetery. It was a Halloween special. Buried body is $10. Really deep is $20. That's right. You can bury a body for $10 if you want it really deep. That's going to cost you an extra 10 clams. The Hoosier Animal Hospital had a sign, happiness is a warm pussy. Yeah, I don't even know if that was just, I don't know how that happened, but that's what was on the site. Listen, there was a REMAX agent, Mary Shelsby, out in California, advertising a house with a sign on top said, very quiet neighborhood, and across the street was a cemetery. Just absolutely genius sign. Quiet neighborhood, that's right. You can't get any quieter than living across the street from a cemetery. Showtime Bus, they've got a driver. His name is Hung, and the sign said, your shuttle bus driver is Hung. That's right. William Hung, maybe, or Ching Hung. I'm guessing, I'm not saying I'm racist or anything, but his last name's Hung. I'm going to go ahead and say he's kind of probably Chinese or Japanese, you know? I feel like that's kind of a proper name for that ethnicity. First Reformed Church, they want to remind you that stop, drop, and roll will not work in hell. That's right. Stop, drop, and roll will not work in hell. Sorry for my phone going off there. Also, the Chicago Marathon, this guy had a genius sign at the Chicago Marathon. It said, you're running better than our government is here. That's absolutely true. First of all, he's in Chicago. Number two, he's in Illinois. And the runners are running better than both governments combined, because the city of Chicago is run like shit, and the state of Illinois is even worse. You can't even buy a house in Illinois without your property taxes damn near bankrupting you. It's insane. It's insane. The crime in Chicago is absolutely, undoubtedly, probably the craziest I've ever seen. Don't drive your car anywhere near Chicago at night, unless you want it gone the next morning. Now, if you got a piece of shit and you got full coverage on it, maybe that's a thing to do, because they'll carjack your ass and they'll get your car. Just don't put up a fight. The Deja Vu out on the Hollywood Boulevard, 100 beautiful girls and 3 ugly ones. I mean, sometimes you got to have the 3 ugly ones. You know what I mean? 100 beautiful girls, 3 ugly ones. Oh, and the last one, I saw a Goodwill box. You know how you can throw the clothes in? It's clothes and shoes. And somebody removed the shoes. And when you remove the S, It's clothes and hose. Go ahead and throw your clothes and hose in the bin. But let's get into it. Let's get into the top eight of my all-time favorite funny movies. And if you know me, I quote movies all the time. I really, really do. And I think a funny movie, I can watch them over and over again because most of the time I can catch some sort of nuance or something that I didn't catch the first time, the second time, or the third time, or even the 15th time. But let's get into it. So my eight might be a little different from your eight, okay? This is my opinion, but my first one, I'm going to go ahead with a movie that I thought was absolutely iconic. I thought it was iconic. This movie was filmed in 2007. Here we go.
Hawaii. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
That's right. McLovin or Muhammad. Jonah Hill, Michael Sierra. I mean, just Seth Rogen. This movie was an absolute classic, right? Remember the scene where he was at that party and the girl perioded on him? He was grinding on this dude's girlfriend and he got blood all over him. It was just a great, great movie. And the cops with McLovin in the back seat getting tanked. Just, that's a movie you could watch over and over and over again and love it every time you watch it. 100%. It was an outstanding movie, super cast. And still to this day, it was, you know, and from 2007 to now, it's still a substantially funny movie. It really, really is. Now we're going to get into my number seven. And this is an all-time classic. This is from 1987. And how I got introduced to this movie was one of my buddy's mom. This was her absolute favorite movie. She would stay up till 2 a.m. smoking cigarettes, eating ho-hos and oatmeal cream pies, just dying hysterically laughing every night for 10 years at this movie. And rightfully so.
Fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me.
That's right. Chicago advertising man John Candy struggles traveling home from New York on Thanksgiving. And he sold shower curtain rings, if you remember correctly. Shower curtain rings. Remember the part where they were at the, I forget where they were at, but his buddy's friend or his cousin's son or whatever came to pick him up. And he shows up in that raggedy old truck with his wife. And he's got that big old dip in his lip. And he's like, you boys looking for a ride? That movie is just an absolute classic when they're going down the highway and they're going the wrong way. And, they end up burning up the car and they're still driving it. Just, John Candy, Steve Martin, God rest his soul, John Candy, one of the greatest comedic actors of all times, in my opinion. And that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, is an absolute all-time classic. That's another one you can just watch over and over and over again. It never gets old. It really doesn't. It never gets old. So number seven for me out of eight is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Now, this next one is an absolute cult classic. Yeah. I wasn't aware of any TPS reports.
Corporate accounts payable. Nina speaking.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all...
Hey, Peter! Turn on Channel 9, man. They're doing the breast examinations. That's right. 1999, Office Space. 1 hour and 29 minute movie that will have you laughing hysterically from front to back. I wasn't aware of a meeting with the Bobs. Ron Livingston in that movie, who played Peter, was just just an absolute monster. Jennifer Aniston was in it. One of her first movies, actually, that I was introduced to her. Paul Wilson played Bob. One of the Bobs. Just remember the jump to conclusions, Matt? Gary Cole, Bill Lumberg. But the jump to conclusions, Matt, it's a Matt that you jump to conclusions. Absolute Greg Pitts. Oh, yeah. Who brought the girl from Chotsky's? Things go well. I might show her my O face. Oh, oh, oh. I mean, that movie is just an all-time cult classic. It really, really is. And it's one of those movies, again, that you can just quote over and over and over. Remember Milton? But last time I did not receive a piece of cake. The swing line stapler. Corporate accounts need speaking. Just a moment. I mean, I could go on and on and on about Office Space and quote it. I really can. And if you've never watched it, please do yourself a favor and watch my number 6 all-time funny movie, and that's Office Space. So now we've got Superbad, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Then we go to Office Space at 6. Number 5 could possibly have been a little closer to number 1. It could have, because this movie, again, is just an absolute classic. We're talking Will Ferrell, Steve Carell. This movie was made in 2004, and it's about the 1970s. That's right, an Anchorman stint in San Diego. I believe San Diego means a whale's vagina.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
That's right, Anchorman. Rich and compelling. Rich and compelling. Brian Fontana, champ on sports. Christina Applegate, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, Paul Rudd. I mean, this movie is just, I mean, one of the greatest quotable movies of all times. What's diversity? Well, I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship. Ron, I'd be surprised if the network is concerned about an old, old wooden ship. I mean, just, oh, you smelly pirate hooker. So there you have it. Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy, is number 5 on my list. So we're Superbad, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Office Space, and Anchorman. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm kind of a big deal. I've got many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells like rich mahogany. That's right. I could just go on and on and on. And I'm missing some movies on this list, probably. I really am. But we're going to go ahead and go to number 4 on this list. And you want to talk about a cult movie. This is a movie that is just didn't do very well in the box office, I don't think. But when you're talking about the dude, Mr. Lebowski, the mistaken millionaire, seeks restitution for his ruined rug that somebody pissed on. You know what I'm saying? The dude.
Let me tell you something, Pandeo. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash a piece out on the lanes, I'll take it away from you and stick it up your ass and pull the fucking trigger till it goes click.
That's right. Jesus. Jesus. Pedophile. Oh, just an absolute classic with starstruck movies, actors in this thing. Jeff Bridges, John Goodman. You know, you can't go over the line, Smokey. Don't go over the line, Smokey. Listen, Walter, if my ex-wife told me to board her dog while she was on vacation with her new husband, I'd tell her to go fuck herself. Yeah, well, this is a show dog, dude. It's a show dog with fucking papers. I mean, Steve Buscemi, I mean, this movie, Tyra Reid, it's the, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman's in this, who is one of my favorite actors of all time. That dude is so funny. This movie, The Big Lebowski, again, it's a really cultish movie, and it was made in 1998, and to this day, you know, there is Big Lebowski Facebook pages, there's Big Lebowski groups, they celebrate it every year, and, you know, John Goodman in that movie was just probably the cream of the crop. I mean, when they go bash that dude's window out in the street over the homework situation, just, I mean, you just can't put a price on a movie like that. So there you go. Top 8, Superbad, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Office Space, Anchorman, and The Big Lebowski. And my next one is going to be a curveball to some of you people. Some of you guys especially. This movie was made in 2011. And probably one of the greatest movies that I think I've seen in a while as far as comedies. You got Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph, Terry Crews, one of my favorite actresses of all time, Melissa McCarthy. Here we go.
Hey, not Air Marshal John. You want to get back in that restroom and not rest?
No. I have to get back to my seat.
Yeah, you got to get back on my seat. You get it?
No, I think, yeah, I definitely got it.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Again, Bridesmaids. Right, 2011, star-studded female cast, absolutely hilarious. The part where they go to get their dresses fitted and they eat the bad lunch, and, you know, they all end up throwing up and shitting themselves, just unbelievably funny. Every time I watch that movie, I just die hysterically laughing every time. Melissa McCarthy is an absolute genius. That part where she's at the party, I'm sorry, is this your fella? Oh, that's good, because I'd like to climb him like a tree. And then she overcommitted with the puppies. Remember that scene? She's going down the highway and she's got 11 puppies in the car. That's right. She fell from the cruise ship. She saw a goddamn dolphin. It didn't speak to her, but it did telepathically. Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah. All banged up. But you know what? I'm on the mend. Just, again, if you haven't seen it, guys, trust me, especially you fellas out there, if you're looking for a good comedy, Bridesmaids, when she flips out on the plane, sees an Englishman on the wing or whatever it was. I mean, just absolutely outstanding. So there you have it. My third to the bottom to number one, number three, Bridesmaids is my third favorite movie. Now, number two, it's debatable. This could have been number one. You're talking about a film from 2008. And I remember the first time I watched this movie and I was so high, I damn near literally pissed my pants. When I heard the scene, Robert better not get in my face, because I'll roundhouse his ass. You already know what it is.
Hey, man. Do you touch my drum set?
No.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird, because I didn't touch him.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
That's right.
Touch my drumstick.
They didn't touch his drumstick. And I know you weren't watching Cops, because I know Cops doesn't start till 8. Just an absolute star-studded cast. Again, this movie came out in 2008, and to this day, still arguably one of the best comedic movies ever produced. Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Adam Scott, you know. That scene where they're all in the car. I'm going to save it with the solo, Bow, bow, I'm Derek, and I can sing high, high, high. Is it true that you struck my husband Derek in the face? I mean, just absolutely an amazing, amazing show. It really, really is. Step Brothers, that opening scene where they whack each other. One's got a golf club and one's got a baseball bat. You know, you're talking about boats and hoes. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. Just, I mean, God, how I'd like to know when you're, who's writing this stuff? You're in a house of learning, doctors. Listen, this movie is arguably the best movie, the best comedic movie of all time. I've got it at number two, but it could be number one. But my number one is an all-time favorite of mine, and it's still a classic that holds up today. It's an absolute show stunner. And it's by Eddie Murphy. It's just an absolute classic. Arsenio Hall. It was made in 1988. So let me just run this down to you because I'm going to number one. But number eight was Superbad. Number seven was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Number six, Office Space. Number five, Anchorman. Number four, Big Lebowski. Number three, Bridesmaids. Number two, Step Brothers. Here we go. Drum roll. The number one funniest movie of all time, in my opinion.
Behold, Simi, life, real life, a thing that we have been denied for far too long. Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Yes! Fuck you, too!
That's right. 1988, folks. 1988. Coming to America. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. Your royal penis is clean, Your Highness. That's right. They go to the United States looking, and they end up in Queens. And if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen Coming to America, do yourself a favor and watch it. It is an absolute classic. Absolute classic. You're talking about the barbershop scene. Hey, Mama call him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay. I met Muhammad Ali. I met him once. I turned the corner, man punched me in my chest. I look up, I said, the king. He said, oops, I thought you was somebody else. I mean, Paul Bates, remember the Soul Glow commercial, right? Daryl. I mean, just they get off the couch and there's Soul Glow, the big wet spots on the back of the couch. I mean, my name is Peaches, and I'm the best, and all the other DJs want to feel my breasts when they go to the singles bar. I was Joan of Arc in my former life. God damn, boy, you got to go to a church. You got to go to a church to find a good girl. You can't go to no bar. You got to go to a church, like a church or a library. This place I'm going tonight, the Black Awareness Rally, there's going to be some fine-looking women there. That's where I'm going. Shit. That's right. My number one movie, Coming to America. Eddie Murphy getting it done. As always, Arsenio Hall, just an absolute star-studded movie. Again, made from 1988. Thanks for checking me out today, guys. So well, let me rattle that back off to you. Superbad, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Office Space, Anchorman, The Big Lebowski, Bridesmaids, Step Brothers, and The Almighty. And probably the best movie ever made is Coming to America. Thanks for listening to the show. This was show number Nueve of the Andy Mazo podcast. Thank you. God bless and have a wonderful, wonderful day and enjoy your life.